Welcome to the Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Breathe on me, bread of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love the things you love, and do what you will do. Breathe on me, bread of God, until my heart is pure, until with you I have one will to live and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, my soul with grace refine, until this early part of mine glows with your fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so I shall never die, but live with you the perfect life in your eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again, and today we will continue with volume 22 of the Book of Heaven. The next passage comes from August 17, 1927. And the title for this passage is Everything which is done in the divine will becomes universal property. What it means to go around in the divine works. Luisa Picarreta writes, My living in the divine will is continuous, and while I was following its innumerable acts, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, My daughter, everything which the creature does in my divine will is universal. In fact, since my will is property of God, everything which is done in the divine fiat becomes divine property. And since the Supreme Being, by nature, by right, by creative power, as the creator of all things, is the only universal owner of everything, everything that the soul does in my will acquires universal rights. And everything that is render universal becomes property of all. To give you an example, when we pray with the hours of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, everyone benefits from those hours. Everyone benefits from the hours done in the divine will. We can apply those specific hours for a specific soul. But what the Lord tells, everyone participates, everyone benefits from that. And it's the same when we do acts in the divine will. Everyone benefits. Of course, according to our disposition to receive, that's always the case. The same with the sacraments. Everyone receives according to his or her capacity. When we receive communion, we benefit from the sacrament, and we receive according to the state of grace in which we are. If we receive communion, Holy Communion in the state of grace, we benefit from that communion. We grow in holiness. So it's for our benefit, for our sanctification. St. Paul tells us if we receive communion in mortal sin, it's for our condemnation. So it's always according to the state of grace in which we are. When we do acts in the divine will, the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, everyone is able to benefit, but each one receives according to the capacity that we have to receive. And since the Supreme Being, by nature, by right, by creative power, as the creator of all things, is the only universal owner of everything. Everything that the soul does in my will acquires universal rights. And everything that is rendered universal becomes property of all. So everyone can take that which is rendered universal. More so, since in giving themselves to all, the universal properties of God never decrease. They give and they lose nothing. God gives and he doesn't become less God. God always redoubles and redoubles and redoubles as we do acts in the divine will, as we operate in the divine will. Does the sun perhaps lose anything by giving its light to all? Or do creatures enjoy its light less because all of them receive it? The sun loses nothing, and creatures enjoy its light just as much, whether there were one creature alone, or it is all of them together who receive it. Does God perhaps lose anything because he gives himself to all? Or do we creatures receive less because he is the God of all? Not at all. Neither one nor the other lose anything. Now, what glory, what honor does the soul who lives in my will and operates in it not gives me? As she lays her acts within the universal properties of God in such a way that more than sun, all can take the goods of her acts. And what glory is it not for her, as more than sun, she invests all, and with her light goes around to feed them, her light, her acts, her love. When we do the rounds of the divine will, the rounds of the soul in the divine will, when we go around praising, adoring, thanking, glorifying God, and calling the divine fiat to descend upon earth and to remain captive here on earth. As we go around creation, the Lord says, everybody benefits. Those universal goods, all the goodness that comes from those prayers become universal. So with our prayers in the divine will, everybody is able to benefit. Everybody according to his or her capacity to receive. That's why it's so important to always and constantly immerse ourselves in the will of God, to call the Holy Spirit in every single act that we do, to place our I love you, I praise you, I glorify you in the sun, the stars, the moon, in all the works of creation. As we read sacred scriptures, to place our I love you, I praise you, I glorify you in those acts of those holy men and women in the Bible, to benefit and to let the love of God be unleashed upon us, to shower us with his grace, with his love, with his goodness, that he may be able to release the abundance of his mercy, that ocean of mercy upon all the human race, that through our acts done in the divine will, we may be able to compensate on behalf of all those who do not love God, who do not thank him, who do not praise and glorify him, but we do on their behalf. So in that way, God is able to release the abundance of his goodness upon all of us, his mercy, his ocean of mercy, to embrace all creatures, to call them to come back to him. Every single act done in the divine will gives light to our souls, gives light to others. It also embraces God with his own love. Every single act done in the divine will is able to embrace God with his own love, to embrace the human race with the love of God, and to embrace our soul. So let us not waste our acts during the day, but let us offer those acts that we do united with the will of God. Luisa Picaretta continues and she says, at that moment, I saw as if my beloved Jesus was sitting off to leave me. And I cry aloud, Jesus, what are you doing? Do not leave me, for I do not know how to live without you. And my beloved Jesus, turning to me, told me, my daughter, can I leave my divine will, my acts, my possessions? I cannot. Therefore, do not fear, for I do not leave you. And I, yet, my love, you leave me. How many times I go around and around throughout the whole creation, and I do not find you. Then I continue my round through all your works of redemption, hoping to find the one whom I love, but in vain. I reach even into the seas of the acts of the sovereign queen, thinking that you may be there with our mama. But no, my search ends in the sorrow of not finding you, so much so that the thought comes to me of not going around in all your works when I do not find the one who gives me life and is everything to me. And Jesus, interrupting my speaking, told me, my daughter, if you do not do your complete round in all our works and in those of the Queen of Heaven, do you know what it means to go around in creation and in everything that belongs to us? It means to love, to appreciate, to possess our works, and I will not feel fully happy if I saw that the little daughter of my will does not possess what I possess and is not aware of nor enjoys all my riches. When we do the rounds of creation, of redemption, of sanctification, when we were around praising, adoring, glorifying God in and through creation with the rounds of the soul in the divine will, we go around appreciating, loving, possessing, thanking, loving and possessing what God has created for us, adoring God with His own works, appreciating His love for all of us, corresponding through every single act of creation, with every single act of redemption, with every single act of sanctification. We appreciate the love of God for all of us. We correspond to Him in a perfect, perfect, perfect way, as much as we creatures can correspond to God. The Lord says it means to appreciate, to love, and to possess, to take possession of His works. And He says He will not feel fully happy if He sees that we don't do this, that we do not come and possess and appreciate what He has done for us. So through every single act that we do in the divine will, we come to possess, to appreciate, to love what the Lord has done for us. And a little by little, we start possessing His divine life in our souls. As our soul expands and acquires that capacity to receive more and more and more, we come to possess always according to our capacity, according to our disposition. And the acts done in divine will, they expand our capacity to receive. They dispose our soul to be enlarged and to receive from God what He wants to give us, to release that ocean of mercy and love upon our souls and to inundate our souls with the light of His divine will, so that everything that does not belong to Him may be removed from our souls, so that our human will may die to itself, so that the will of God may grow in every single act that we do. The Lord wants us to come and possess this richness that He has done for all of us, that He has created. And it's available to all of us now through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. We know how to start living the life of heaven right now, here on earth. The Lord continues and says, I will find many voids in you, which are not in me. Voids of complete love, voids of light, voids of full knowledge of the works of your Creator. So your happiness will not be full and not finding the fullness of everything in you. I will fill your void in your half happiness. In the same way, if our Queen Mama, so that you do not possess her seeds of grace, she will feel that her little daughter is not fully rich, nor fully happy. My daughter, to have one single divine will as life, and not to possess the same things cannot be, wherever my divine will reigns. The divine will wants to possess everything that belongs to it. It does not want disparity. Therefore, you must possess within yourself what it possesses in me and in the Virgin Queen. And you're going around in all its works, serves as confirmation of its reigning in you. Going around again, praising, adoring, glorifying God through His own works, in creation, in redemption, and in sanctification. The Lord says, confirms, and little by little it will confirm the kingdom of the divine will in our hearts, in our souls. The Lord tells His disciples, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. In order for us to have the kingdom of God live in our hearts and our souls, we need to have our soul disposed. And this occurs through the sacrament of confession. This happens in the sacrament of confession. Our soul is clean through the words of absolution. When the priest absolves us, we become disposed. Our souls are disposed to the life of grace. So, the sacrament of confession should be part of our spiritual life. It should be part of our relationship with God. Cleaning our souls through the sacrament, creating the disposition, allowing God to make those dispositions in our souls so that we may be ready to be more perfectly united with His divine will through every single act done in the divine will in the state of grace, so that every single act becomes a confirmation that the kingdom of the divine will is establishing in each one of our souls, that the divine will may reign in each one of us. This is very important. This is very important for us because the Lord gave us the sacraments, and the sacraments, they have a purpose to heal us. Many people, they always ask, how do I know that I am living in the divine will? How do I know if I am already living in the divine will? First of all, we don't have to know. If we are faithful and we do our acts in the divine will, the Lord will do the rest. As long as we have the dispositions in our souls, the clear intention. But the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta in the Book of Heaven in volume 25, March 3, 1929. He says, my daughter, the sign that a soul possesses my will is her feeling herself the dominator of herself. in such a way that her passions do not dare to move before the light of my fiat. They feel impotent to act if they had no life. In fact, the power and sanctity of my will knocks everything down and over the very miseries of the human will it lays its light, its sanctity, and the most beautiful flowering in a way as to cover all her miseries. If you have time, you have the opportunity, read this passage. Again, it comes from March 3rd, 1929, volume 25. The Lord tells Luisa Picaretta, the soul will have dominion, in other words, self-control. But this is a process. This is a process because to grow in the divine will, we need to practice this spirituality. We need to read. We need to do our acts in the divine will. The Lord doesn't want to find these voids in our souls. The Lord wants all those voids to be filled with His life of grace. And when we do acts in the divine will, those voids, a little by little, they are filled. And every single act confirms in us the kingdom of the divine will, this gift that the Lord has given us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. This gift of living in the divine will is confirmed in our souls through every single act. As we come to read, to understand, to grow in the knowledge and understanding of these writings. My daughter, to have one single divine will as life and not to possess the same thing cannot be. Wherever it reigns, the divine will wants to possess. The divine will wants to possess in me and in the Virgin Queen. And you're going around and all its words serves as confirmation of its reigning in you. And besides, don't you yourself know how many times you learn in going around in all the words of my supreme fiat, and as many things as it manifests to you. Every time that we do the rounds of creation, the Lord says, we learn. We learn new things, and as many things as it manifests to you, so many possessions does it give you. The one who lives in my divine will. If one who lives in our will did not possess all our words, it will happen as to a father who is rich and happy, while his son does not enjoy all his richness and is not happy like him. Will this father not feel the fullness of his happiness break because of his son? This will be the basis, the substance, the beautiful characteristics of the kingdom of my divine fiat. One the will, one the love, one the happiness, one the glory between creator and creature. It is very important that in the process of learning how to live in the divine will, we during the day become aware of the constant presence of God in our lives. That the constant presence of God in every single act that we do, the constant presence of the divine will, of the will of God in every single act that we do, God accompanying us in every single act that we do, the divine will reigning in our souls through every single act, the human will dying to itself through every single act. That's the martyrdom of martyrdoms, to die at every single act. That we do. The Lord tells to Luisa Picaretta in other part of the Book of Heaven. So we should not be discouraged. We should not leave the reading of the divine will, of the spirituality of the divine will, but we must be encouraged. We must know that the acts done in the divine will are important, that we have to continue growing in through the writings, through daily reading, through practicing, meditating the hours of the Passion, the rounds of creation. The Lord tells Luisa Picaretta, every time you do them, I am able to manifest to you new things. You learn more. You learn more. You are able to learn more. So a little by little, filling our souls through the reading of the Book of Heaven, disposing our souls through the sacraments, receiving Jesus, His real presence, His body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist, and placing this act in the divine will, to receive Him with His own love, to love Him with His own love, to thank Him with His own love and with His own will, to offer our communion on behalf of all the human race from Adam to the last, to repair, to adore, to glorify the Divine Majesty, to offer every single act as an act of reparation on behalf of all the human race, to compensate on behalf of all the human race, to give to God on behalf of all the human race. This is really a gift that we have received in our time. To be able to love God with His own love, to correspond to Him, to appreciate His love for us through these writings, to let His kingdom be established in our souls, that our soul may become a little heaven in which He's able to rest, that every single act that we do in the divine will embraces God and loves Him with His own love, embraces all the human race in reparation, loving God, and embraces our soul, that through every single act in the divine will, we come to possess this gift, that our soul and the powers of our soul are expanded to be able to receive that ocean of love and mercy that God wants to bestow upon us. So let us love God with His own love. Let us love God with every single act that we do, and let us call the Holy Spirit upon us to be with us always. The Lord said to His disciples, the Holy Spirit will remind you. I will send the Holy Spirit to you and He will remind you. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to remind us, to make us aware of the constant presence of God in our souls, that He wants to be present in every single act that we do, to be always aware of that presence, that God wants to be, His will wants to be operating in every single act, filling that void that needs to be filled, that through every single act that we do, the ocean of love, of grace, that inundated the Blessed Mothers, may be given to us also, that we may be able to love our Lord with the same love of the Blessed Mother. One will, the Lord says, one will, one love, one happiness, one glory between Creator and creature. May God give us the grace to be always aware of His divine presence, of His divine will in our acts. May He give us the grace to always invite Him in our souls. May He give us the grace to die to ourselves. May the human will die in us, so that may His divine will reign in each one of us. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.